Hey, it's Courtney Shaw. Welcome back to the Yay for Business podcast. Today, we're going to dive into the part one of a two-part podcast situation. Based on yesterday, I hosted the first day of my free mini service 100K roadmap calls, which, by the way, the link is in the show notes to, you know, book your call. And I hope to have one of these calls with every single one of you who is a service provider interested in mapping out and seeing how they can make 100K in the next 12 months. Absolutely possible. It's not as, even if it's been hard for you up until this moment, I talked to a lot of people, they're like, well, I've been doing this for years and it's been so hard for me to even get to like 30K. So they're like, so, you know, 100K sounds great, but that's like too far for me. I feel like that's why you have to do this, right? Like that tells me everything. If your brain is telling you it's hard and it's too much, that is everything we need to know. Okay, that's my little rant on that. But make sure that you book that call with me. In my first batch of calls, there was one theme that was standing out above and beyond everything else to me. And that was this question of packaging. And it's a theme I've been thinking about a lot, obviously years, but more specifically recently, in this idea of this huge shift that happens when service providers go from being sort of a standard service provider in their niche, doing like the standard thing in their niche, to designing something that is just like their own thing, that is not necessarily similar to what other people in that niche are doing or whatever. And that there's this really scary thing that happens. And I'm going to talk about all that today. I don't want to give too much away, but this is what was coming up on those calls. And so in part one, This is the foundation that is absolutely necessary for you to do part two. Part two won't matter if you don't listen to part one. And part two is going to be great. But if you have to listen to just one of these episodes, I would make it this one. And we're talking about how to package an irresistible service, signature service that you can sell over and over again that can get you to 100K. And if that has been hard for you up until this point, it is very easy for me to identify why. It is up to you if you're willing to hear why. And usually the reason why is because you're selling something people don't want, or you're selling something that you don't have access to people who want it. Okay. So that's if you just stop listening to this right now, please don't. Please keep listening. But, and you just take that away, that is why you're having a hard time. Okay. So we're going to talk about the package, but it's not going to be in the way that you think. Next week's probably going to be a little bit more what you're thinking, like the bells and whistles, but that's not what matters most, because the bells and the whistles are kind of the problem right now. It's why you're not getting clients, okay? So we're talking about creating a package that when your ideal clients see it, they go, oh my God, this is exactly what I need. I have to hire you. I need this. So if you've ever struggled to get people to buy your offers, or you keep creating custom offers, or you keep ending up in commodified or hourly work, and you just can't seem to like snap out of it, this episode is for you. So let's be real. Most of us are not taught how to package our brilliance. And when I started, and I actually did Marie Forleo's B School like back in 2012, yes, that long ago, I remember this was the thing I found the most frustrating about the program at that time, right? Like I can't speak to it right now or anything like that, but 13 years ago or whatever, it was frustrating for me because I feel like there was a lot of great marketing concepts, but there was no point where it was like, here's how to put a package together. Like, here's how to do that. I feel like that was always left as this sort of obvious thing. And so that's why we're going to dive into that in this series. It's definitely the question that I don't know if my clients realize, like some of them obviously yesterday were like, there was at least one that was like packaging. Like, that's what I want to talk about. But packaging essentially, of the four calls I had, it was a theme of three of them. All right. So let's start with the big mistake every single one of you is making. And that is the way that you approach making a package. And truly the way that you approach starting a business, but that's just like what we all do. So it's what I did. It's what we all do. So it's okay. But here's what we do. We essentially go, I'm a blank. Like I'm a writer, or I'm an astrologer, or I'm a dating expert, or I'm a designer, or I'm a financial expert, like whatever it is, right? Like we start with like my expertise, the thing that I'm good at or I want to do. And I want to start a business doing that thing. And my job title is writer, copywriter, like whatever it is. So we think we're niching down by picking a job title. So like, I will be a financial advisor for millennials, or I will be a copywriter for female service providers. Like, we like think that's niching down. We've all done it. You might still be doing it. That's okay. And then we go, okay, what does the package look like for that job title, right? So I remember when I became a copywriter for entrepreneurs, I looked up what other copywriters' packages looked like. I Google, you know, copywriter, website copywriter packages. And I looked at a bunch of websites. Again, this was like 15 years ago, but or 13 years ago, whatever. So bear with me. It's changed, but it hasn't because the psychology is the same. And I kind of just was like, okay, generally, this is what people are doing. So maybe if I'm a interior designer, like whatever the thing is that you're an expert at, you know what the norms are of your niche or your industry, right? If you are a sleep coach, a baby sleep coach, you know what generally those packages look like. So that when people are looking for a sleep coach, they're looking for those packages, right? So this is what happens. And then we end up creating a package like that. So I created a website copywriting package, and then I would get in front of people who were needed help with their website copy, and they would contact me, and then they all needed a little bit different things. So I had a menu of things that I would then put into a proposal for that specific client project. Now, let's say I go, oh, I don't want to do custom proposals anymore. So, okay, I've now decided that every website I do, every brand shoot I do, I'm just trying to give you lots of examples, every interior design client that I have, every, teen gymnast that I work with, right? Like as a nutritionist, whatever, that I'm going to have the same package. So I've decided I'm going to have a signature package. So what I do is I go, okay, I don't like doing X, Y, and Z. I don't like doing the about page. So I'm not going to do that. I hate when people ask me to do this part. So I'm going to take that part out, and I'm going to clean up my package, and I'm going to commit to only offering this one package. And that's great because you're learning, okay, I have to stop customizing. You've learned that if you've been listening to me, you've learned that. So we go, okay, this is the package. This is what I'm going to do. And then we go to promote that package, and we still struggle to sell it because we still are fundamentally approaching everything the same way. It's just that we've now taken away the thing that was actually getting the people to buy from us, which was customizing it, right? And now we're not. And now we're having a really hard time because we haven't fundamentally shifted what we're doing. And that's why you're struggling, okay? That's why you're not getting clients. That's why you're ending up back in the commodified work that you swore you wouldn't do again. It's why you're back into the hourly thing. It's why you're back into doing the grunt work that you didn't want to do, because you didn't fundamentally learn how to package differently. Again, this is not your fault. This is just, honestly, it's middle-class brainwashing. This is how we've all learned how jobs work. So we're going to start a business. We're essentially defining a job and then giving ourselves that job and then turning that into a business. But that's fundamentally not how businesses work. And so technically, yeah, for tax purposes, you have a business, but for any real purpose of building an asset, a business, a machine, what I like to call a client booking machine, that is like its own entity outside of you, you don't have a business. You have a really frustrating job with a lot of stress and a lot of pressure. I hear you. I see you. You're not alone. I'm speaking to you. I just want you to imagine everyone else listening to this podcast episode who's in the exact same position and just as frustrated as you are. And like, it's not you. You're not the problem. But you have to learn how to do this differently. And so here's what happens when we create a job for ourselves. We create a package the way I described, where it's like, I want to do it. I need work. I want to start a business. I'm going to do X. This is my job title. And here's the package based on that title, based on what people do in that. Or maybe I made up my own package, but still, it doesn't matter. Either way, you didn't approach it the right way from jump. So it doesn't matter. Is you are going to be compared to every single other person in that niche. So if you say, I'm a website copywriter, when people are looking for a website copywriter, they're going to inquire with you, and they're going to inquire with at least two other people, typically. And then they're going to kind of compare and contrast and choose whoever is like kind of fitting that sweet spot of quality and price for them. Okay. And so what you're going to end up doing is competing on price, unless you have like the world's greatest resume, right? Like that's essentially what it is. It's the same thing as a job market. You're either going to be the cheapest person to get the entry level job, or you need an amazing resume to get the higher level job. That's what you're doing. Why wouldn't you? That's the only game you've ever learned how to play. And yes, there is another way. You might be like, of course I'm doing that. What are you talking about? Like, I am going to tell you the other way. So please keep listening. You're going to have tons of competition. You're going to see everyone in your niche as your competition. we can absolutely eliminate that. I don't want you to see every other financial advisor as competition. I don't want you to see every other Instagram expert as competition. We don't need to have any competition. I am 0% aware of anyone who's my quote unquote competition. 0%. Okay. And it's because I do my packaging and I'm just going to say packaging for now, the way that I'm about to explain to you. You are commodified. I keep saying this word. This is my word of the year, commodified, because this is what I mean by that. You are selling a thing. You're selling a thing, whether it's your time or a package of your time or a deliverable like a website or finished, you know, edited brand photos or like whatever it is. Insert your example here. You're either giving your time, you're a coach or consultant, and they're paying for hourly coaching. Okay, I'm charging this much for hour, right? Like, well, maybe you put a package together so it's not technically like, you know, $150 an hour, but it's like, okay, well, times six, and that's the package, right? You fundamentally are still doing it the same way. And so you are commodified, meaning there's a ceiling on how much you can charge because you have to be within what is quote unquote reasonable for that market, for that niche, because you're in a niche. So people are, again, going to compare you to every other person in that niche, every other Facebook ads manager, every other social media manager, every other newborn photographer, every other VA, right? Like, I'm just trying to give you so many examples so you can see this applies to every single industry. I have one person I'm talking to, every other pole dancing teacher, right? Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what niche it is. It could be anything, astrologer. Like, it doesn't matter, okay? So then we think, okay, I'm gonna make my thing unique. So I'm going to approach things in a different way. I have a different style. I have a different method. So what's my unique proposition is I have a different method of doing it. I combine things in a different way. My recipe for this. That's not it. That's awesome. And I'm so glad if you've done that. You've done a piece that is also already beyond what most people are doing. But that's not the solution to the packaging problem. The solution to the packaging problem isn't the package. It's not. You are starting with the package, and that is your very problem. There's a cap on your income because it's based on the market for that thing, and it's going to be based on your time and that deliverable or your time to create that deliverable, okay? So you're also banking on, when you're commodified, you're banking on the fact that people already know they need that thing. So people already know they need, I'm trying to think of something I haven't mentioned yet. Let me look at my notes here. People already know that they need a budget. So I'm going to help them make a budget, right? People already need, right? It's a thing. People already know they need a website. So I'm going to create the website. People already know that they need a dating profile. So I'm going to create their dating profile, right? People already know they need a sales page. So I'm going to write their sales page copy. All right. Those are all commodities. And I'm not saying you can't offer a commodity. I'm saying that you are basing everything on the commodity, and that is why you're stuck. All right. So we're going to take that. We're going to transform it. We're going to take this in like a completely different direction. We're going to start from a very different perspective here. And I'm just going through my notes to make sure that I'm not missing anything. Commodities. We're competing on price, features, time included, deliverables. So you've just got to throw more in your offer at a lower price. And that's what gets people to buy it. Like, that's what our instincts are. Everything in the kitchen sink. Okay. So if this sounds familiar, I want you to ask yourself, are you trying to create packages based on what people in your industry offer? Are you looking at what other people are offering? Are you looking around for like standard packaging and standard pricing for your niche? Do you find yourself saying, you know, I guess this is what a coach, designer, strategist, whatever charges, so that's what I'm going to charge? If so, you're in the right place. You're not alone. This is where everybody's at. This is what everybody's struggling with. This is my mission this year. This is the thing that I'm seeing so much more clearly that people are struggling with, is when they have to go from commodified to unique positioning, to market of one. And here is how you make that leap. And again, yes, we are talking about packaging because that is the core pain point that is showing up. And so I'm digging in at the roots to show you exactly what the cause of this is so we can solve it. And then next episode, we'll talk about nuts and bolts, okay? So here is what you need to do instead. All right? Number one. Number one. Who is the target
client.
You start targeting client. Do you see how before you started with me, what do I want to do? I'm going to start a business doing that. That's this job title. Here's what packages those people offer. We're done with that. You're past that. You, yay, level achieved, moving on to the next level. Now your challenge is put your shit aside. Put what you do on a shelf. Forget about it. Go to market. Who? I'm a business owner now. I'm not a freelancer. I'm not a glorified employee. I am a business owner. And what a business owner does is it doesn't go, what do I want to do? What am I an expert at? That is not how a business owner starts a business. They go, what is the market? What is the problem? What is the result? Those are the three things. At no point in this process are we asking what you want to do and what you love and what special method you've created, or like, I'm not saying those things aren't important. I'm saying these are not the foundations of the business. Now, if you already know, by the way, you do, right? If you're listening to this, you already know, I want to be in the world of, you know, podcasts for female entrepreneurs. I know that I want to be in the world of like, you know, healing, spiritual healing for ambitious women. I already know that I want to be in the field of helping women find love again after divorce. Okay, I'm getting a little too specific, but like, I want to help women, or like, in the, like, you have an idea already. I call it your wide net, right? You're casting a wide net of who your market is. So you start with that. Okay. If you don't know who your market is, like, you got to start with something and take a guess and then get some data and go from there. Like, you have to take a guess. Like, it cannot be everybody. And everything cannot be a variable here. We have to just pick something. Okay. So who is the market that you want to serve? And market just being, look, who's that general person, general identity, general idea of a person? That is not the most important thing. It's just helping us to get clear on the direction you're going. Now, you could skip that step. You could. The reason I'm giving you that step is because that is the bridge for most of the people I work with between what they're doing right now, which is what I just went over, is going like, what do I want to do? What skills do I have? What business? Like, it's all like me, me, me. Then how can I help people? And I know you all are not trying to be selfish. It's just like, that's what we end up doing. We don't know any other way. That's what we learned growing up. You learn skills and then you get a job doing those skills. What school should be teaching is you learn how to identify problems and then how to solve them, right? Like, I think learning is way too skill focused. There's too many skills we're all learning when we could all just be learning how to problem solve and then plug in skill sets as needed. And instead we're doing it all backwards. So that's the fundamental difference. So it's the bridge. You could skip the market altogether and you could just go, what's a problem? What's a problem? And then what's a result? So you could go, a problem is that there are, I'm just going to say something so random and totally non-applicable. There are too many tall trees in this area. I'm just looking out my window and there's a really freaking tall tree. We're just gonna make up that that's a problem for some reason. Just bear with me, okay, for this silly example. There's too many tall trees and that's a problem. And I know it's a problem, not because I know it's a problem, but because I know that everyone is complaining about these tall trees, that these trees are blocking people's views and this and that. And so what do people want instead of that, right? I'm not even going into the solution yet. So many of you in your heads, you already jumped to cut down the trees, right? You already come to, that's not what we're doing. We're still going to, again, this is why I say to start with the market, because it's like, who said it's a problem, right? What's a problem and what's the group of people that has this problem? And let's go talk to those people and let's figure out, okay, why is it a problem? What's the pain it's causing? Like, because they might say the trees are so tall, they're scratching my house. This makes no sense, but just go with me. They're scratching my house. And so we could say what we're going to do. So now you got the real problem. It's not that the trees are tall as a presenting thing, but you dig in, you realize, oh, the real problem is people don't want their houses to get destroyed. What if my solution is reinforced siding for houses? What if it has nothing to do with cutting down the trees? Okay. Like, see what I'm saying? Like, we're not jumping to solution. You guys are jumping to solution. And then you're just creating the average of what everyone else in your niche is doing. And then you're getting commodified. I'm saying identify the problem, identify what they want instead. I want to make sure my house is protected. But you might find out that the trees being tall isn't the problem. It's maybe that the roots underground are ruining their driveways, right? Because they're coming up like the so it's like, it's, oh, okay, so what do we do about, like, so you're finding the problem and they go, what do you want instead? Well, I want to like have my driveway be, I want my house not to get scratched. I want, like, you're getting to what they want. And then you go, okay, what is, I'm getting ahead of myself, but what is, we validate that that's even a problem that multiple people have. We go, oh, this is a trend. And then we go, what is the most efficient, what are all the ways that I could solve that problem? And what is the most efficient way to solve that problem? And you look at it from multiple different angles. Do you see how this is fundamentally different from, if I walked up and I go, I'm a tree cutter. I'm just going to cut trees. Everything I look at is a tree to cut. But that's not necessarily the problem people have. You got to forget about your skill set and your strengths. I know that's scary for some of you because your identity is so wrapped up in it. And I'm not saying you're not going to use those. I'm saying if you want to get some fucking clients, if you want to make 100K, if you want a business that's successful, detach yourself a bit from it. It will set you free. Detach yourself a bit from that. And I promise you, once you go find the problem that really people are screaming about, that they're communicating, that they want help with, you will be able to figure out how to use your strengths and skill sets in solving the problem. But the problem you have right now is you're trying to sell the skill set. I call it selling the rainbow. We're trying to identify what's the cloud, what's the problem, what's the pot of gold, what's the result they want. And then we are designing the most efficient route to getting from one to the other. But you're over here just focused on that you're a very graphic designer and you want people to pay you for that. But that's all about you. And you could have the greatest desires in the world. You could have the most pure, humanitarian, like giving service-oriented desires in the world. You could want to do the most amazing, good with a capital G work. But it doesn't matter if people cannot see how that is solving their problem and getting what they want. It is not about your skills and strengths and passion. Those are great things. You need to be aware of those things because you have to be aware about how you can use those things in the business. But they are not the foundation of deciding what the packages are. And so you can see why people struggle when they go from a commodified service to a signature service, a market of one, is that they fundamentally are still thinking like a commodified person. And so they're trying to shove a square peg into a round hole. They're trying to go, well, I'm a copywriter for websites, so I got to figure out how I angle this so that people want it. And I'm asking you to go, let's make sure that's even the right solution to the problem. Start with the problem. When I designed my program, Yay for 100K, which by the way is just sort of like remastered into, you know, the six-figure sprint and all the other things, you know, six-figure sprint mostly that I'm doing now. What I did is I went, I want to create a high-ticket program. I decided, and we're getting kind of in the nuts and bolts now, so you can kind of get a preview here. I want to create a high-ticket program. It's going to have to cost at least $5,000, right? And so I had an idea of what, okay, I have no idea what it's going to be. I had no idea. And that was the best thing I could have done. The worst thing I could have done was been attached to work I wanted to do, which I was a little bit, because when I started it, I was like, I don't want to help people launch courses. I just don't. And then I did a bunch of market research calls, like at least 10, maybe 20. And every single person who was the kind of person I wanted to work with, every single person in that market was like, I want to launch a course. And I was like, okay, that's like, and I asked all the questions. Okay, what do you think that's going to do? What's going on right now? I got all the intel, right? The rapid market research. This is what I teach in Yay for Clients, by the way. You need to get into Yay for Clients if you want to learn this process. You need to get inside of Yay for Clients because I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this step by step by step by step. Stop struggling more than you need to and just get the steps, okay? But I'm going to get clear on what they want, and it's probably not going to be exactly what you want to do. And you've got to decide what's more important to you. And what I ended up finding is I loved helping people launch their courses, but I got to show them, what I got to do was show them why booking out their services was the first necessary step to then creating a course for a multitude of reasons I'm not going to get into right now. You can scroll into the archives of the podcast for that, but it comes back to the service. And so I was able to do that. I was able to show them that this is the path to becoming a course creator. And that's how I worked with people over 3 years, making, you know, multiple six figures in that program. Ended up being a $10,000 program ultimately. And it's because I listened to what people wanted. I let go of what I was trying to do. And I saw, it doesn't matter what I'm trying to do if people don't want what I'm trying to do. I'm clearly missing something. You need to humble yourself and you need to get away from the commodity and you need to go, who am I trying to help? What's the problem they have? And what is the transformation they want? And you need to validate that and you need to make sure that you know at least 10 people who have that problem and want that transformation. And then you are off to the races. But until you do that rapid market research, that rapid validation, what I teach in Yay for clients, I tell you how to do it step by step. It's module zero. Then you're going to struggle because you are still trying to, I talk to you all the time. I do this. Okay, so I have a signature service. I'm like, how did you create the signature service? Well, they took a commodified service and turned it into a quote unquote signature service. I'm struggling to book clients. Well, that's because you didn't start with positioning. You started with packaging. That is the summary of this episode. Start with positioning, not packaging. That requires going, who's the market? What are the problems they have? And what is the result they want? And you have to forget about what you're trying to do and you have to listen to them. And then, okay, here's the steps. Then you brainstorm. What are all the things that need to happen for them to go from that problem to that solution? All right? And then you're going to create a process for doing that. And then you're going to figure out, okay, what is the most efficient way to get them there? We're going to talk about that in part two. That is your teaser of what we're going to talk about in part two. Part one, my job today is to show you why you have to fundamentally change the way that you're approaching it. It is not about packaging. It is about positioning. The package comes after the positioning. Stop worrying about the details. Stop worrying about how many calls and how long they are and how long it is. I'm going to talk about that in the next episode. And I have a lot to say about that. But this is the more important episode. So thank you for making it all the way to the end. Go get your butt into Yay for Clients if you're not yet. You can get the best offer for that if you go watch the Build a Client Booking Machine Masterclass at CourtneyShaw.com/masterclass. And by the way, if you want to start with the Booked in 5 Days Challenge, which is where I teach you how to do a free mini service that leads to clients, which that's all included in Yay for Clients. It's just like, this is sort of my paid mini product, right? It's like, here's the taste. Here's the thing I can show you how I get you the result. Now go do the rest of it. If you want to start there, I have a coupon code podcast that you can use to get the Booked in 5 Days Challenge and save $20. It's only $17. Okay, so go get that because it will tell you how to do all the steps of the free mini service, but it won't teach you the market research stuff. And that's the step before the free mini service. So if you want all of it, go watch the masterclass. I share all the details of, you know, how it works and how you build the client booking machine. And there's three phases to doing that. First, you do your mini service or stuff, your rapid market research and your mini service stuff. You create the signature service. Then you create your sales system. And then you create your client magnet. And all of this is very explicitly taught. This is not guesswork. You are making it, just stop making it so hard. It doesn't need to be so hard. Let me show you the ways. I've been doing this for over a decade. Wow. I haven't had that much fun and felt that excited and passionate about an episode in a long time. Do you see how I use the same psychology for this episode as I'm teaching you? I didn't name the episode, you need to position your services better, right? That's what I want to say. But I'm seeing that the question I'm getting is packaging. So I'm leading with packaging. And then in this episode, I told you why that's not actually the problem. I didn't talk at all about packaging, did I? I talked about the mistake that you're making packaging. I talked about the way you're approaching it. I got into detail about that. I want to do X. This is the job I want, blah, 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 right? You're commodifying yourself. These are the consequences of that. I made my case. And then I told you, instead of that, here's what you're going to do. You're going to approach it this way. And now you're primed because now next week, when I tell you the elements, the bells and whistles, right? The pieces of a package and how to decide what goes in that package and pricing it and stuff like that, you're going to have the foundation that's going to allow you to actually implement the strategy. Because if you didn't have this foundation, belief work, orientation, you would listen to that and you would maybe 20% of it would land. And the rest of it, you'd be like, okay, well, I don't want to do that because you'd still be operating from your current thinking as a commodified service provider. Okay, so that's a little meta, but I just want to show you like how much I love crafting the psychology of these episodes. And I look forward to working with you in Yay for Clients. I look forward to seeing you in the Booked in 5 Days Challenge if that's your choice. And I also, if you are listening to this episode and you have not booked a 100K roadmap call with me and you made it to the end of this episode, what are you waiting for? Maybe you're waiting for a spot to open. So bookmark the link. The spots are rolling out 10 days in advance. This is working very well for me. I realize it might be frustrating for you, but for the reason it's frustrating for you, it's working very well for me. It's protecting my time. It's making people take the call seriously. Get on the call. I don't do any sales on the call. It's literally just like you watch my training before the call. We get on, we customize to what's going on in your business. You fill out an intake form before. You have to do that or your call will get canceled. And then I will give you an offer, a special offer to work with me after. You can take it or leave it. But like, I just want to talk to you. And I just hope you take me up on that opportunity. So those are three ways that you can take action now. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll chat with you next time in part two.